The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I want to talk about how DJ Automatic sinned on Good Friday.
Oh,
I know it's Monday. I got to recap this Easter weekend. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
The non-sinner DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony, a.k.a. No, Lil Latinx.
No, actually, last week we talked about the fact that we needed fish on Friday. Okay, and I was craving Long John Silver's. I wanted some fish.
Love me some Long John's.
Some chicken, some free crumbs. So we made our way to the Long John Silver's. Was it a little out of the way? Perhaps.
A little. It was 30 minutes from our house.
Whatever the case is, DJ Automatic, we said we were going to go. And by the way, Sister Matic, my sister-in-law, was with us. So she agreed as we pulled into the Long John Silver's, which was a little crowded because everybody had the same idea, right? It's Friday. You can't have meat.
It's the big day of the year for Long John.
It's Long John Silver's. Yeah. Everybody's set voyage.
So Automatic starts having a meltdown the moment we pull in. The drive-thru is forever. So Sister Matic and I decide we'll get down and order the food.
Dicey roll right there.
We go inside, and yes, Anthony, you're right. It was packed.
As I'm sitting in the car, and I watch the drive-thru line go through
twice.
That's
a dilemma. Yeah, that's a dilemma.
And I'm like,
wondered.
Why are they not out here with the food? Sometimes, why have I watched this guy who came in a matching outfit to his car go through the line and make his way and come all the way back and then go through again because he forgot something, and Dana still hasn't come out yet?
So
I don't have the science to back it up, but the misconception is that walking in is faster than waiting.
It's wrong. You know what, Anthony? I think the science is on your side. Because we go in, and it is taking a long time. Mind you, the store is full. But Automatic calls Sister Maddox's phone and blows her up like 20, 30 times.
The same guy walk by already.
As if this is going to help. He said, why don't y'all come outside and walk through the drive-thru? Maybe we'll get our food.
Sassy now, dude.
Sassy on Good Friday. Is that what Jesus would want?
Jesus wanted me to get my chicken and my fish. That's what Jesus wanted. He was like, you know those little delicious fish fillets that got over there? Yeah. Those need to be in my belly. About an hour ago.
And instead of Sister Matic answering the phone, she would hand it to me. I was like, he's calling you.
And it was totally intentional for me to call her because I knew I didn't want to talk to you because you don't make things happen quickly.
Uh-oh.
What is she going
to
do?
Sarah, I don't know. She could talk to somebody. She could say, hey, you know what? My brother's been waiting in the car for over an hour now, and he's watched the drive-thru line go through twice. Maybe you guys can hurry up and get our fish ready.
16 minutes tops. Okay,
it was not 16 minutes. 16 minutes. We were in the car for over an hour.
No,
it was me and Aiden. We were talking. Trust me. I had to listen to the same story on the sports station over and over and over.
16 minutes for Long John Silver's is wild. That's crazy.
How about an hour?
I handed Sister Matic the phone, and she said to DJ Automatic, it is not a crisis. It is simply an inconvenience. Calm down. Calm down. You're going to get your fish.
Wise words of wisdom, but people are craving hush puppies right now, dude. Wise words right there, dog. But
I get some hot sauce?
We have
and some
a sassy
fish?
Matic in the car right now. We have a very hangry husband. He doesn't want to hear that logic.
No.
It's not me. It's him. He's the hangry one, Anthony. Yeah, yeah. He's the hangry one all the time with no patience whatsoever. And then he complains as Sister Matic and I are walking to the car. How much fish and chicken did you buy?
What's a reasonable amount of Long John Silver's to you? How many dollars worth?
I'm not going to answer that one.
No, okay, because over $100 worth of Long John's is not reasonable.
Well, dude, you guys had to feed, you know, enough for the Last Supper. So,
and who ate all the Long Johns?
Me.
Exactly.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A 4-year-old called 911 asking for help. Here's why. Listen to the call.
What's the address of emergency?
My mommy is being bad.
What's going on?
Because he said he was going to call 911.
Call the police, and I just told her to come and get my mommy. And I just told her, my mommy and I just told her to put her to jail.
I ate his ice cream, so that's probably why he's calling 911.
He's angry. His mother ate his ice cream. So I thought maybe it'd be over. They'd explain everything. No, the police end up at their door.
Hi.
Oh, it's the police. They came for real.
Yeah, we have to just come check, make sure everything's okay.
What'd you do?
Did you call the police?
Yeah, I told my mommy to go to jail. I didn't get ice cream.
No shame. He said, yes, I did call you because my mom ate my ice cream. Yes.
Which
that would have gotten me. I don't know what would have happened because there was a strict policy in my house. What my dad would always said, he was like, you don't call 911 unless there's a fire. That's the only time you would ever call 911 in this house.
Yeah, but he had an emergency in his mind. That was his food, and I feel that. I understand that. And you maybe you don't understand, Otto, because you had three brothers and a sister. And I don't know if you do, Anthony, but I was an only child. And so I didn't have to share anything. When dinner was served, I had my plate in front of me. I could eat as slowly as I wanted to. I've heard siblings eat really fast. I don't know anything about that life. And one time we were sitting at the table as me and my Theo Frankie, my Uncle Frankie, and I didn't want to finish my egg because I was full. Well, he proceeded to eat it so we wouldn't have to throw it away, which did not sit well with my three-year-old greedy mind.
Uh-oh, did you call the cops?
Oh, I didn't call the cops, but I threw a fit.
Uh-oh.
And I mean a fit. I still have a vivid memory of me kicking the walls, kicking the refrigerator, on my back, screaming, I wanted my egg.
And this was eggs before inflation.
Way before inflation.
Oh my God.
So I also remember he picked me up and stood me up and looked me in the eye and said, I'm going to make you an egg. And if you don't eat it, you're going to be in trouble. And he never raised his voice to me. I was so scared. He made the egg and I wasn't hungry a little bit. I ate every single bit of that egg.
Shout out to the yoke of discipline that he called on you. That's funny.
I used to be really greedy when it comes to food because of being an only child.
Well, I'm curious about the egg. Was it scrambled over easy? What are we
scrambled.
Talking about?
Scrambled. Scrambled. Very good, soft scrambled egg.
I feel like you're trying to justify this kid calling the cops on his parents.
I'm not justifying. I'm explaining why he did it. I'm explaining. This is so embarrassing, but I still buy my special snacks and I'll hide them in the pantry. I don't want anybody eating my food. I don't want anybody.
Like, I think it's with anybody when it comes to certain food or certain habits. There's other things that other people can do that will just absolutely drive you up a wall. And when I was little, I remember my cousin was staying at my grandma's house and we were sharing a pack of Oreos and we had a cup of milk there.
Oh,
and
Anthony.
It was going real pleasant. I was a little boy. I didn't know. And I dipped my Oreo in the milk, but I also dipped my fingers in the milk.
Oh my gosh.
Which I didn't. Yeah, that's exactly how she reacted.
Oh.
And it hurt my little heart because I thought we were having a cool bonding cousin moment. And then she completely ridiculed me because I put my fingers in the milk.
I can see the milk right now. It's brown and not from the Oreos.
Yes.
You know,
like,
little kids, they don't wash their hands.
You know how bad you had to feel when somebody yells at you about ruining Oreos? Oh, man, so sad.
I would have jailed your little butt, too.
I'm a finger dipper.
Automatic. I know you remember this about our daughter. This memory will never leave me. She was drinking water, and she's probably 3 or 4 years old. And, you know, when you're little like that.
I know exactly where you're going.
I know you do. The backwash. Uh-oh. Whatever's in their mouth, whatever they're eating, ends up in the bottle of water. And it was a really hot day, and Automatic was complaining that he was hot and, you know, he was thirsty. And so Ava-matic, she says, Daddy, she asks Otto, do you want a drink? And Otto looked at her, looked down at his daughter that he loves so much and said, oh, no, there's floaties in there.
Oh.
And what did she say, Automatic? What did she tell you?
That's the best part.
No. Floaties are the best part, Dad.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Smothered in chocolate, you probably enjoy it quite often, but it's not a nut. We call it a nut, but it's not a nut. I'll tell you what it is right now after we kick off National Day. Anthony A., what are we starting with?
I'm going to give everybody the opportunity to present their big expanded vocabulary. It is National Big Word Day.
Ooh.
All right. Now, does everybody have a go-to big word here?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
You can't even say it.
Okay.
That was on that one.
Spell it.
I like it.
I think, I think using a large vocabulary can help people think you're more educated than you are. If you read and you learn, you can use big words in certain instances that will make you sound smarter.
Why are you
and more
like
intelligent?
That?
Because
she's
I'm,
trying to sound like she's
that's
intelligent.
What I'm doing. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. Because you could do that. I mean, I really mean it. Sometimes I'm in settings.
That's the worst when somebody starts like speaking that condescending voice like Dana's doing right now. Like they think that they're above you because they might know like a couple more words than
there
you do.
There are certain instances though where you
but you read a lot,
spaces.
So I have to talk like this because you're below me.
Let me tell you what I know and what you don't. You want to be in spaces, you know, with certain people who have a higher education or maybe they have a lot of money or whatever the case may be. You can feel more comfortable if you're able to express yourself.
What word do you like to use? You have one that you go to?
No,
my go-to word is bewildered.
Bewildered?
I like using bewildered.
I like epitome.
Oh, there it is.
Epitome is a good
that's a good one to draw.
Whenever I see the word epitome, I always think epitome.
Because that's how you spell it. Yes.
We're in the thick of spring, so it is National Go Fly a Kite Day.
Oh. Love flying kites.
I have the best memory of making a kite with my Theo Frankie.
Did you make them out of a trash bag also?
Yes, trash bag. Hey. And I think they were popsicle. Sticks. I don't know what kind of sticks
Not
they
popsicle
were.
Popsicle sticks, but you could just use sticks from what? The tree.
They were like wood sticks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It flew, too.
I wish my family is that inventive. All we did was buy like those cheap ones from like the dollar store.
And they tear.
And then they tear. And then yeah. I get yelled at because I cry because I want the expensive one anyway.
These weren't expensive. The trash bag ones that lasted forever.
Yeah.
They did. In fact, I lost one. It flew away. It worked so well. I was like, no.
And we also have National Chocolate-Covered Cashew Day.
Mm. Which cashews are not a nut. They're there a legume. Is. What is a legume? A bean.
Hello. Look at us. Do
the more you know.
Look at us with our big words. Chocolate-covered cashews are so good, though.
Yeah, shout out to the nuts. And since we're operating at this level the whole time, it's National Kindergarten Day.
Oh.
Shout out, Miss Penny.
Is that your teacher?
Yeah, Miss Penny was my kindergarten teacher. I remember the first day I came home, my mom was like, "What was great about school?" I was like, "Mom, there's this girl in class. Her name's Erin Johnson. She is so pretty."
What'd she look like?
I don't know. My mom just told me, she was like, "That's your cousin."
Ah, hey.
So my energy moved from Erin Johnson right to Sharon Ports.
There it is. Dude.
You gave up your crush that quick?
She was my cousin, Dana. Well, yeah, it was Minnesota, not Kentucky.
Oh. Yeah.
I was just worried about cutting inside the lines. Remember we had a star project that was like we had to cut a star out.
Oh. Yeah.
And Miss King made me cry because she literally goes, "Why can't you cut into lines?" And I was like, "Oh my god!" I started crying. Then I got put in timeout. What? So.
I don't like Miss King.
For not cutting into lines.
I got shamed for not cutting into lines. I could not cut a star
you
out.
Know what? We're not conformists here.
There
There's
it is.
A big word.
A big word.
My bad, Miss King. I was bewildered.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm not sure why when grandmas, aka abuelitas, make food, it just tastes better. But it does. And the day after Easter, Automatic Anthony A, I want to have a discussion about some of the things that your grandmothers made that tasted better than your mothers did. And this is not to attack mothers. Mm. This is just to discuss that delicious food. For instance, my Nana made the best tortillas ever. They were small like her comal, and they were a little fat. Not fat, just fat enough. And they smelled so good when they were cooking her tamales. Her fideo, which is vermicelli. It's like pasta with onion, and she would put garlic and tomate. I don't know what she did. It was magical. It could be served in a fine dining restaurant, okay? These fideos were incredible. I try to replicate it. I make good fideo. It's just not the same. Why do grandmas make better food?
They got a lot of experience. They got a lot of years under their belt.
Automatic, so. Your grandma Dorothy used to bake this bread. It's bread. Okay, bread is bread. It's not just bread. Her bread.
Grandma Dorothy's bread is special.
Gosh.
And you never got the opportunity to try Grandma Millie's baked goods, like where she made like brownies and cookies. Like this woman knew how to make the
best dessert. It wasn't boxed
dessert.
Either, was it?
No,
it was homemade.
All,
that's what I'm
all
saying.
Raw.
It wasn't Duncan Hines. It was really Grandma Millie in there doing hard work.
Yeah, I think the extra flavor comes from the vibrations of love that the food is made of. And that's why you have, that's why grandmas, like maybe, yeah, when they become grandmas, their cooking just kicks up to the next level.
Okay, so Anthony, what is the best thing that your grandma made?
First and foremost, I got to declare that my mom is an excellent cook. And my mom,
okay,
Doris,
like
you know,
yeah.
She got down. But Estella, she got down a lot in the kitchen. And if we're talking Easter dishes, hands down, the holiday ham.
Yeah.
That was just a circle favorite for me and her because she knew I love ham that much. So we
juicy,
always, yeah,
delicious.
We love some holiday ham. And then Seagram's and 7-Up was always a good mix with it, too.
She knew how to mix that perfectly.
Yeah, that was my favorite part about having my grandma cook. We just sit in the kitchen and sip on Seagram's.
That's why ham tastes so good. Ham inside of a homemade tortilla, though. Come on now. That's some good stuff.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.